Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. This is it for our Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. The last one to talk to is Shannon Leffridge, head coach for the St. Pius Lancers. Coach, you couldn't have asked for a better start in set one. You took it 25-23, and then what Coach Boss alluded to was a heart desire fight from the Hillsborough side, and eventually they just got the, you know, got the hits that they needed to come back and win the next two sets. But what were your sort of your thoughts on set one, and did you feel confident in the group heading into set two?
Well, set one definitely was our best set out of the three, but seems like we were just struggling all night. Even when we looked good, we were coming from behind. We were never in we never had the upper hand, that's for sure. And Hillsborough did give us a huge fight, and we just kind of cowered down. I don't know why our team dynamic really wasn't there tonight. We've been playing as a team the whole season, and they were all fired up with senior night to end on a good note, but I don't know. It just it really wasn't our night. And Hillsborough, they've got that quick middle, and at the end they really came through with that, and that just really killed us.
Yeah, and Coach Boss alluded to her defense. She's got a really excellent defense. You knew that coming in. We talked about the blocking at the net, and I didn't notice that was necessarily a complete player in this game. I think there were multiple times your girls were able to just get it over the blocks, but, it's hard to remember every single point, obviously.
Right.
But, their defense is just really tough. Do you feel like it just kind of wore you guys down, or was it some other aspect of their game?
It did. They play a little bit of a different defense than what we're used to. And, we always we're pretty good at making adjustments. But for some reason tonight, it just wasn't there. And we just kept hitting their libero. And, they're one of the better blocking teams that we've come up against, kind of like Park Hills. They've got big blockers. So, when our hitters have to make a lot of adjustments, they're kind of used to getting a lot of kills. And tonight, they needed to be creative. They needed to work with our setter, and I don't know, it just wasn't there tonight.
Okay, Coach. One of my favorite points actually was, and I don't remember what set it was, but Molly Band getting a little creative. She was at the net, and she just sort of pushed it over her head with her two hands, just kind of like a no-look shot, and she found a little bit of space. Mm-hmm. There is that creativity about your team, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, these girls have played a lot of volleyball. They kind of know all the tricks and when to pull it out. They kind of know, if the ball has gone to the right, where to go. They know they have a high volleyball IQ.
Yeah.
So, they can figure out holes and hopefully execute. And, Molly did find a few good points in there.
Yeah, I thought it was fun to see that sort of aspect of her game come out tonight, especially on senior night for her. Shifting our focus to districts, Class 2 District 4, that's where you're in. You're the one seed. You'll play either Grandview or Carnahan. They'll play Monday at 7 o'clock. You'll play the winner of that on Wednesday at 4:30. This was the last game of the regular season for you guys, so a whole week to prepare for not just that first matchup of yours, but the entire district. What is Coach Leffridge and the Lancers working on?
Tomorrow, like I said, I think we're going to start with some individual meetings. We need to reset, and we need to figure out kind of why, the big game at the end of the season fell apart for us. We have a lot more volleyball to play. 5 days of practice to prepare for districts. After that, if we move forward, then two more for sectionals. So, I told the girls tonight, we have a lot more volleyball to play. And these girls love it, and for some reason it wasn't real evident tonight. I didn't see that they fought for this game. So we need to just sit down and talk and figure out the why tomorrow.
All right, very well. Well, Coach, pleasure coming out here and for your guys' senior night. Thank you so much for waiting afterwards and all that stuff and going through the disconnection there to talk to us. We certainly appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Shannon Leffridge, head coach of St. Pius Volleyball, joining us on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Our Applebee's player of the game went to Bella Lewis of the Hillsborough Hawks, Coach Boss's choice. And that's going to be it for us. Once again, Hillsborough wins it 2-1, coming down from 1-0 to take the match here at St. Pius High School. Now, tomorrow, we've got Hillsborough softball sectional action for you, Class 3 sectional. I'm heading down to Cape Girardeau for the Hillsborough Cape Notre Dame Class 3 sectional, a rematch from 2 years ago where Cape Notre Dame got a 2-0 shutout. However, Hillsborough last year finished fourth at state. So we'll see. That's going to be a fun matchup. 4:15 pregame, 4:30 first pitch That is part of our Hearing Care Partners' upcoming broadcast schedule. They listen so you can hear. Once again, Hillsboro 2-1 over St. Pius. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Charlie Hill back in the KJO studio. I am Matt Greenwood. We certainly appreciate you listening to us through the disconnection and everything. And we'll be back with you on air tomorrow at 4:15. It'll be the same team bringing to you Class 3 softball sectional action.